versions of Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, at least by the critics. They dumped on this band, and I think it's was you know, it was a little rough around the edges, but it was a great band and really embodied the spirit of what we call jazz music. Bill Hardman on trumpet, a verbose young trumpeter from Cleveland, Ohio. On the front line with Bill, Jackie McLean, one of the great individual voices, even in this early stage on the alto saxophone. Sam Dockery on piano, Spanky DeBrest on bass, and Art Blakey, of course, on drums. And that was a composition by the great Gigi Grice, and it was dedicated to the jazz baroness Nika Rothschild, and it was called, appropriately enough, Nika's Tempo. You are listening to The Jazz Show on CITR FM and Cable 101.9. I have mentioned the cellar. 3611 West Broadway. They have a telephone there, 604-738-1959, or get on the web, www.cellarjazz.com, and get a whole schedule of what's coming up at the Cellar, and some very exciting things in the works at the Cellar, including the events that I just mentioned a little while ago on the show. Incidentally, my name's Gavin Walker, and there is good jazz 7 nights a week down at O'Doul's Restaurant, 1300 Robson Street in the Listel Hotel, and of course Rossini's has some very fine jazz, and Rossini's is located 1505 U Street, that's their Kits location, and their Gaston location is at 162 Water Street. And there's so many other things. Check out Brian Nation's great website, VancouverJazz.com. You'll get a complete picture of what's going on in jazz in and around Vancouver. Also, check out the website of the Coastal Jazz and Blues Society. There's a lot of events that they're promoting. And, of course, the big jazz festival coming up. And they do have an announcement, too, of things that are coming up pertaining to the jazz festival as well. Tickets will be going on sale, well, the Ides of March. Of course, you know, you'd have to live under a rock to know that Sonny Rollins was going to be opening the jazz festival on June 22nd. But Chris Botti, the charismatic American trumpeter, who is extremely popular, sold out a couple of shows out of the Chan Center here not that long ago, will be performing at the Orpheum June the 24th, as an example. Holly Cole is going to be at the Center for Performing Arts June 23rd. Piano legend Oliver Jones, who retired a few years ago. Musicians never retire, believe me. Oliver Jones is back with his trio. Will be performing June 24th at the Center for Performing Arts. Then Joshua Redman and The Bad Plus will be, that's going to be a knockout show on June 26th. Then the great brother of Nat King Cole, singer, pianist, his name is Freddie Cole. He'll be appearing with his quartet. And David Fathead Newman will be the other part of that show with Tilden Webb's trio, June 27th. Now, for some people who like to live on the edge a little more, well, actually, this isn't edgy either, but Don Byron always brings an edge to whatever music he is playing. This time he's playing the music of the great R&B saxophonist and mover and shaker, Junior Walker, no relation to me. Don Byron will be doing Junior Walker's music. And Kurt Rosenwinkel, one of the finest guitar players around, will be performing with his band on June 28th. Madeline Peru will be there June 29th. And the Blind Boys of Alabama, gospel greats, June 30th. Along with Jim Burns and his House of Refuge. So there's going to be some great shows coming up. And get on the Coastal Jazz and Blues Society website. You can check it out at coastaljazz.ca. We're going to commemorate now, our jazz feature, the music of Charlie Parker, born August 20th, 1920, and died this day, March the 12th, 1955. Jazz lost It's great genius, and Charlie Parker was one of the most influential musicians in the jazz world and elsewhere. It's quite unbelievable. His influence is still carried on today, and young musicians listen to Charlie Parker with awe and appreciation. And we're going to hear some music from some of his most famous recording sessions. We're going to open with the Charlie Parker All-Stars. And indeed, this is an all-star band with Charlie Parker. Of course, Charlie Parker on alto saxophone. Charlie's nickname was Bird, or Yard Bird. And there's a whole story of how he got that name. We won't go into that one. Bird on alto saxophone with his protege, who was a young man by the name of Miles Davis, who was just a kid when this was recorded. On piano, someone who was the equal of Charlie Parker in terms of being a musical genius. I'm talking about pianist Bud Powell. He's in the band here, along with reliable bassist Tommy Potter and the great Max Roach on drums. We're going to hear four compositions, opening with the amazing Donna Lee. We're going to follow that with a Charlie Parker composition, another one called Chasing the Bird, and then Straight Ahead Blues, which became part of Bird's repertoire that he played almost right up to the end, a tune called Cheryl, and then another blues that he always liked to play as well, a tune called Buzzy. So four tunes from this May 1947 recording session, our tribute and commemoration to the great Charlie Parker. Thank you. the first of our Charlie Parker commemoration recordings. This is from a session that took place May 8th, 1947, and it featured, it was an all-star band, really. Some of the people were people that Bird regularly worked with, and I guess the all-star lineup really was Bud Powell on piano, one of the few times Charlie Parker and Bud recorded together. And Bud, I think, every bit the equal of Charlie Parker in terms of musical genius. Miles Davis, Charlie Parker's young protege on trumpet. Bird, Charlie Parker, of course, on alto saxophone. Bud Powell, as I mentioned, on piano. Tommy Potter on bass and Max Roach on drums. And we heard four compositions, all by Bird. Opening with the fantastic Donna Lee, followed by the beautifully contrapuntal Chasing the Bird. And then a staple in Charlie Parker's repertoire, Cheryl. And then finally a great blues called Buzzy. The next session is Bird's working band. And once again, Miles Davis is on the front line with Charlie Parker. On piano, the underrated and wonderful Duke Jordan. And on bass, Tommy Potter, again, and Max Roach on drums. And this was recorded December 21st, 1947. This was Bird's regular working band. The first composition is the rather oddly titled Another Hairdo. And tune number two is a beautiful sort of lyrical blues entitled Bluebird. And then a very up-tempo thing based on a standard tune called Clown Stance. And then finally, the amazing Bird Gets the Worm. Check this out. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. That was Charlie Parker's working band with Miles Davis, of course, on trumpet, Charlie Parker on alto saxophone, Duke Jordan at the piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Max Roach on drums, recorded December 21st, 1947, just before Christmas. We heard two blues tunes. The first one was Another Hairdo, and the very lyrical Bluebird was tune number two. Then an up-tempo tune, basically themeless, and based on the standard, The Way You Look Tonight, is called Clown Stance. And the final tune, which was based on another standard called Lover Come Back to Me, was called Bird Gets the Worm. And whew, he did. An amazing tempo. Poor piano player on that one had to scuffle. But Miles and Bird were making the tempo, and of course the rest of the rhythm section. Now, there was some personnel changes in the rhythm section. At the behest of Miles Davis, Duke Jordan was replaced by his friend John Lewis. And of course, as you know, many of you know anyway, John Lewis went on to be the leader of the Modern Jazz Quartet. Fine, fine piano player and a close buddy of Miles Davis, and he brought him into the band, and there was a change in the bass playing department. The ever-reliable Curly Russell replaced Tommy Potter on bass. The rest was the same, Miles on trumpet, Charlie Parker, of course, the leader on alto saxophone, and Max Roach on drums made up the rest of the band. The tunes we're going to hear, we open with a tune called Barbados, then we move to another sort of contrapuntal line by Charlie Parker called Alucha, and then the amazing up-tempo Constellation, and then the one of Charlie Parker's great, great blues performances, because he was a magnificent blues player, The Slow Parker's Mood, a true classic. So here we go. Charlie Parker, alto. Miles Davis, trumpet. John Lewis, piano, Curly Russell on bass, and Max Roach on drums. Thank you. Our jazz feature this evening, our tribute to the genius of Charlie Parker. We heard his regular working band with Miles Davis on trumpet, Charlie Parker, of course, alto saxophone, John Lewis at piano, Curly Russell on bass, Max Roach on drums. And we opened that set with Barbados, all Charlie Parker compositions. Tune number two, Alucha. Tune number three, the up-tempo Constellation. And, of course, the classic Charlie Parker's greatest blues performance on records, Parker's Mood. Following that was a tune by the same band called Perhaps, and then an interesting little tune called Marmaduke, and then finally a tune that became a jam session favorite, Steeplechase. We'd like to thank you for being out there this evening, and do join us next week on The Jazz Show. My name's Gavin Walker. Our feature next week is the Mingus Big Band. So join us in 7 days. Take care, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye. We'll be right back.
All right, 101.9 FM, CHF from Richmond, Virginia. That's Strike Anywhere. A couple songs there from the Exit English album, Amplify and Blaze. The band is coming to town before too long. They're playing in a couple of months' time, opening up for the Bouncing Souls and the Loved Ones on, I think it's May the 6th, something like that. Welcome to the show. The time is about 10 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine right here on 101.9 FM, CITR. Thank you very much for tuning us in. Delighted to have you along with us here for week number 449 in the history of this program. So we got some excellent punk rock coming up for you tonight, and a very fine Northwest punk rock band in the spotlight, Gas Huffer. That's coming up in about an hour's time, so stay tuned for that. In the meantime, this next set, we've got tunes from the likes of The Freeze, Earl Carl Lamb from last week's Spotlight, plus the Riverboat Gamblers, the GC5, Bad Religion, Bad Brains, Naked Raygun, and we're going to start things off with a band from Eastern Canada called the Almighty Trigger Happy. Their tune is called Meat Hook. This is 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yeah. I got new dreams and I'm gonna make them real.
101.9 FM CHR, Naked Ray Gun there from Chicago, Illinois. The album's called Free Shit. It's a live album that came out in 1997, and the tune you heard there was called New Dreams, of course. Prior to that were the Bad Brains from their greatest hits. It's called Band in DC, Bad Brains' Greatest Riffs. And the tune you heard there was a live version of The Big Takeover. Prior to that, Bad Religion from the Suffer LP, the tune called Give You Nothing. The GC5 before that, a great band from Cleveland, Ohio. Tune was called Breaking Down. It's taken from an album called Never Bet the Devil Your Head. Before that, the Riverboat Gamblers. Band that's coming here before too long. The album's called Something to Crow About, and the song you heard there was called Ice Water. Prior to that were the Freeze, band from Boston, Massachusetts. Freak Show was the name of the album. Teenage Satan, the name of the song. And starting off the set from somewhere in eastern Canada, some Toronto, we think, the Almighty Trigger Happy. Tune was called Meat Hook. It's a re-recording of an early song, and it was taken from a compilation on Bad Taste Records called This Is Bad Taste Volume 2. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Time is 12:30 a.m. Thank you very much for tuning us in. As always, broadcast from the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. I've got a great show for you tonight, as mentioned. Coming up in the our spotlight tonight, in the about the top of the hour, will be Gas Huffer, excellent punk rock band from the Pacific Northwest. In the meantime, though, we've got some tunes in this next set from some Canadian stalwarts. No Means No playing here before too long, as well as the Show Business Giants. So we've got tunes from them, as well as some Infamous Scientists, Ford Pier, Coffin Break, New Bomb Turks, and the Derelicts. A little bit of Pacific Northwest in there as well. Plus, we're going to play a tune from Jello Biafra and No Means No's collaboration. The rumor is that Jello Biafra is going to be playing here one of the Canadian dates with No Means No, though they have yet to reveal which city, though Vancouver does seem likely. So, yeah, look forward to that. No Means No is playing here on the 4th of April. I'm going to be out of town, naturally. But that's at the Red Room with Married to Music and the Jolts. So check that out if you can. Jello Biafra could be there. Who knows? So in the spirit of that, we are going to play a tune from the infamous collaboration, The Sky is Falling and I Want My Mommy. And this is Jello Biafra and No Means No. The tune is called The Myth Is Real. Let's Eat. This is 101.9 FM CITR. We'll be right back. 101.9 FM, CITR. That's the Derelicts there from Seattle, Washington, with the tune called Born to Kill, originated by the Damned, taken from a compilation called Another Damned Seattle Compilation. Prior to that were the New Bomb Turks, with a tune called American Soul Spiders, that from an EP called Drunk on Cock. Part of that, Coffin Break, also from the Emerald City of Seattle. Kill the President was the name of the song. That was a 7-inch on its own right, also appeared on the album Rupture. Part of that, Ford Pier, from right here in Vancouver, BC. Well, not originally, but anyways. It was called I Came That Close, taken from the album 12-Step Plan, 11-Step Pier. Yeah. Part of that were the Show Business Giants, with a tune called Goodbye Luftwaffe Girl. The album that was taken from was called Let's Have a Talk with the Dead. That band playing this coming Saturday, March 17th. Do check that out. It's at the Anza Club. Oh, excuse me. Prior to that, the Infamous Scientists. We tried to play a tune from their 12-inch single. Tried to play Canada is Pissed, but there's something wrong with the old turntables at the mighty CITR, so we had to make do with a tune called Bald Wang Must Die. And I don't know where that's taken from, because I just had it on my computer. Starting on the set were Jello Biafra and No Means No. The tune was called The Myth Is Real, Let's Eat, and it was singing from their collaborative album called The Sky Is Falling and I Want My Mommy. Apparently that combo is doing a new album this sometime this year. And as mentioned, Jello Biafra will be joining No Means No for one of their performances in Canada sometime in the next few weeks. They're playing here in Vancouver on the 4th of April. So check that out if you can. In the meantime, it's about 10 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Our spotlight tonight is on a punk rock band from the Northwest. I don't know if they're really from Seattle or if they're from Tacoma or something. The band is called Gas Huffer. Excellent, excellent band from the region. We'll be playing tunes from all of their albums coming up in about 15 minutes or so. In the meantime, we've got tunes in this next set from the likes of The Grabbers, Bum, The Stuntmen, Custom Made Scare, Articles of Faith, and Black Flag. First, we're going to play a tune from Rocket from the Crypt from San Diego, California. This is a tune taken from their last full-length release, Live from Camp X-Ray. The tune is called I'm Not Invisible. This is 101.9.